We are currently working through our 1A phase, folks. We've had our third clinic will be today that we've had this week. So we're trying to get everybody wrapped up that wants to get the vaccine that is in the 1A phase, so that hopefully we can move to 1B pretty quickly.
And now, as far as 1B as it pertains to Mercer County, in terms of kind of how the oversight works, does that come from the state where they determine everybody moves to 1B, or is it like an individual issue county per county, if you understand what I'm saying?
I do understand what you're saying, and that's where I think we were watching the 1A. I think that my understanding is the governor is going to announce sometime later this week about moving to the 1B, and we're hoping that they're going to have wiggle room for those communities like Mercer County, those counties that can get through their 1A quickly just because of the sheer numbers, because when we move into 1B, potentially that's 5,000 vaccinations for Mercer County. So that's going to take us a little while. So, and with the number of vaccines that we have been receiving, it will take us a while to get there unless they increase the amount of vaccine they're sending us, which we're hoping, because we know, you know, we've kind of planned for those numbers potentially that we will see that amount of vaccine increase so that we can run longer and more frequent clinics to get those taken care of. So we're hopeful that we can move pretty quickly into that 1B category.